This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are on this planet just two developed countries that let drug companies advertise their products directly to consumers: New Zealand and us, as you know if you've seen TV. The pharmaceutical industry spends $4.5 to $5 billion a year on those ads. Ads that doctors say drive up drug prices and drive patients to ask for medicines they have seen on TV to be prescribed. At its big meeting in Atlanta yesterday, the American Medical Association called for a ban on direct-to-consumer advertising of prescription drugs and medical devices. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that story.
Recently, a patient contacted Wanda Filer, a family physician in York, Pennsylvania, about a mysterious condition.
She first told me it was OIC. I had no idea what that was.
Filer's patient was on painkillers and had seen an ad like this.
So go on. Talk to your doctor about opioid-induced constipation.
And ask if once-daily Movantik is right for you.
Filer says the ad gave the woman something unnecessary to worry about.
But she actually didn't have that problem. Her symptoms were very well controlled.
The American Medical Association says prescription drug ads are boosting demand for expensive and sometimes inappropriate treatments and pushing up drug prices. Ian Spatz is a former Merck executive and now a consultant with Manat Health Solutions. He says drug prices aren't based on production or advertising costs.
They're based on what a company perceives as the value in the marketplace and what people are willing to pay for a medicine.
Even so, Spatz says,
there are good arguments that it encourages the use of drugs that may be more expensive than alternatives that are available.
Julie Donahue with the University of Pittsburgh's Graduate School of Public Health has studied direct-to-consumer drug advertising for 15 years. She says even if the federal government were to ban the ads,
it's very unlikely that a ban would stand up to a legal challenge, which would almost certainly be mounted by both the pharmaceutical industry and media.
Just imagine the nightly news without Cialis and Humira. Donahue says if drug companies couldn't advertise directly to us, they'd probably just spend more money pitching our doctors. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.